Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Football Drop Podcast.
Hello.
What's going on?
Not much, mate. Not too much. How are you? How's everybody? Hope you're all well.
Not bad. Not bad. Now, I did see something.
Oh.
You've updated your profile pictures.
Yes, I have. I did it while I was waiting for you to jump on the
call. I saw. Wagwan.
Wagwan. What do you mean, Wagwan? It's just a picture.
Good, mate.
Took a selfie, didn't I?
You did, with a microphone.
Yeah, man.
Looks good, man.
Well, it's just to demonstrate that I do podcasts, because I don't bang on about it to everyone and anyone that I meet, so I don't drop the pod enough, so I thought that's a nice way to drop the pod.
It's very true. It's a good way to drop the pod. How's things?
Oh,
tricks.
Mate, it's way busy at the moment. So much going on. What about you?
Not a lot, mate. Not a lot, to be honest. I've been a bit unwell. I've just been diagnosed with migraines and I need to take tablets.
Oh, have you? Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, the cat's there.
Fresh. Yeah, she's... I don't really know what... Did you get this with your cat? Like, where those cartoons would be like, I want to go out. You're like,
yeah.
All right. So you let them out, and then they go, I want to come back in again.
Yeah.
And then you let them in, and then they go, I want to go back out. And you're like, oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's why we've got a cat flap, so he can just go in and out when he pleases.
I bought a cat flap, and then I did that age-old thing where I panicked, because you've got to drill into the door, which can be quite expensive. And then, like, underneath our door, there's a step. And we wasn't sure if she'd be able to, like, jump back through. So once she was out, she'd be, like, locked out.
Oh, okay.
And do you want to know the really frustrating thing?
Go on.
Is I think before she left, she's done a poo.
Oh,
so
nice.
That's like, I can almost taste it.
Fermenting nicely.
Why don't I do it outside? I'll just let you out.
Yeah. Very nice, man. Very nice. I've got some exciting news to share with you.
Oh, okay.
So Laura and I went to a midwife appointment today, and we heard the baby's heartbeat for the first time.
Cute. Yes.
Very, very exciting. And
cute. There's
this age-old tale, which I've never heard of until, I think it was you that actually said it originally. Maybe Laura, I can't remember. But if the heartbeat sounds like a train, then it's a boy. If it sounds like horse clippity-clop shoes on the floor.
Galloping, as it's known.
Then it is a girl.
Correct.
So I sent it to you. What do you think it is?
You did. It's a boy. It's a cudus, mate.
It's a cudus. It's definitely a train, isn't it? Like, there's
100%.
No doubt in my mind at all that's a train sound.
I am so excited to meet him. I did say to Selge, I really hope that it's a girl, so then I can, like, do Jack jokes with you and just wind you up a little bit. And she was like, that is really harsh. You
do
can't
what
do
jokes?
That. Jokes about Jack.
Why?
having on a little get on your little girl. Like, obviously when they're older.
I was like, what do you mean, Jack? I was like, Jack's your son. It's not my daughter.
No. If you had a daughter, I'd be like, yeah, Jack's interested.
Mate, that would be wicked, wouldn't it, if we were older? Can you imagine? I mean, there's a bit of an age gap, though, to be fair. Maybe you and Selge should have a child together. You and,
there is a gap between you and
you need Selge.
You and Wazza. So
yeah, but that's 5 years, not what, eight by the time my brother's born. Nine.
When's yours born, June? When yours born?
When's my born? In the future. 1st of October is the official due date.
Okay, yeah. Nine.
Yeah, so I think that's a bit too much for me. But if you and Selge popped out above her next year, or even, yeah, next year will be now, then that could work.
All right, mate, I'll get to work.
I'm sure you will. There's be nothing stopping you now. You have permission from me.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
Selge, I know you listen to these bits. I'm sorry. Sorry, Selena, I know you listen to these bits. I'm sorry.
Yeah, exactly. How was your weekend, mate?
Oh, my God. We went to IKEA.
Oh, my God. Why? Whoa.
Yeah.
Let's woe back. Yeah. Let us woe back. Because I didn't. That is brand new information for me. So you took a pregnant woman to IKEA, the home of marriage breakups.
Yes, the number one reason for divorce in the UK. Yes, it was actually Laura's idea.
Of course, because you would be, you're not that stupid. You're stupid enough to say, yes, Laura, as long as we get meatballs.
We did get meatballs.
Yes.
And I got the most tragic looking hot dog I've ever seen in my life as well.
Right.
I'll put it up on socials. You can put it in the YouTube video and just pop it on screen. It honestly was absolutely fucking tragic. But yeah,
I just want to put it out there, right? That won't happen.
It will. Of course it will.
It won't happen. That will not happen. Okay.
Why? Right. Are you not going to put it on there then?
You will forget. No. I will forget. We've already forgotten.
Yeah, probably. I'll try. I'll try to do it. But yeah, basically, Laura had a breakdown about 10, 15 minutes in. So we had a bit of a barmy. She stormed off. Then I tried to cool the situation. And then she shouted and stormed off again. And then when she came back, I then decided to be the petulant child. And I was like, oh, screw you. I'm going to go to the garden. She's like, well, no, we need to go and get this. I was like, nope, you fucked it now. I was like, you kicked off and moaned, so no, we're not getting anything. I'm going back to the car. Well, give me the keys then. I was like, well, no, because I need to get in the car. Why'd I give you the keys? Why don't you just stand out there like a hobo, just waiting to get in the car? So, yeah, it ended in a bit of an argument. But then we got meatballs, and she was happy as Larry the whole way home.
Yeah, I'm sure it was all Laura as well.
So, very stressful. Honestly, Laura apologised today for it. So, yeah, there is that. How was your weekend? I hope it was a lot less stressful.
Because that means everything, doesn't it?
Got to take your wins when you can.
Yeah, sure. So, yeah, not too bad, mate. I do want to go on a bit of a rant.
Oh, go on.
So, little football tournaments for kids.
Mm.
If you're a dad, right, or a mum, or somebody who identifies as something else, that's fine. You're all welcome here. Doesn't matter. But if you are at a football tournament for children, shut up. Just...
What do you mean, shut up?
Shut up. Encourage, clap, celebrate both teams, celebrate children doing well. Do not... Just do not slag off a child, comment on a child's height, weight, anything. Do not do that. But to be honest, this probably should go for everybody, you know, outside of being a child, but especially for children. Do not comment on their height, their heart, oh fucking hell, their height or weight or their heart. Do not comment on their performance. Just say, well done, maybe better luck next time, good effort, those sorts of things. Because I was getting a bit annoyed with all of that. And also, there was a coach there for one of the teams. I would say he is a bigger dickhead than you can be.
Fucking hell, really?
Honestly, he was a bellend. A complete and utter bellend. He was trying to have a laugh with the ref while the ref was trying to officiate the match.
What?
But in a really shit way. Like, the ref would give a foul and he'd be like, what was that for, ref? The ref would say. And he'd go, yeah, no, I know.
What it's a like, cock.
Yeah. Oh, no, I was joking, ref. Yeah, yeah. I'd be like, get off, mate. You're making this children's tournament all about yourself.
What a knobhead.
Mate, I was inside. I was fuming with some things that were going on. I just think, just go there, enjoy the football. They're fucking kids. Like, they can't do anything more, anything less. They're giving it their all. They want to enjoy it. And they look on the sideline and they see all these bellends gobbing off and doing stuff and shouting out, go do this, go do that. Leave the coaches to do that. You clap and let them play football.
Wow, that sounds awful.
I mean, it wasn't all bad. It was a pretty entertaining little tournament, to be fair. They didn't win this time. His team were 30 seconds away. They were 1-0 up in the final. 30 seconds left. It was a free kick to the other team. It was there. Then it went into their area. Then it was cleared. Then it went back into the area. And then all of a sudden it's in the back of the net. It's 1-1. There's no time left to play. And then they lose on pens. I was gutting for them. Bless them. But they played really well. They coped really well. Shame.
Oh, sorry to hear, mate. That's always gutting, especially when you're in the final. You're like, we've got to do it now. Come on, lads. We've got to do it.
But also, just to make it about me, right? It is so cold.
Is it?
Standing on the sidelines, mate. I can't wait for you to do it. Like, you'd be like, oh, mate, I was fucking freezing. And I'd be like, yeah, welcome. Like, you feel cold right into the core of your body. It's so hard to get warm again.
Sounds awful, mate. Sounds bloody awful. It's
I mean, the kids lost the final, but yeah, I'm cold.
Yeah, I mean, priorities, you know. Number one, exactly. Will's coldness.
Exactly, mate.
Number two, mate. 11 distraught little lads.
Exactly.
But that's fine. Yeah, it's all about you.
Cheers, mate. Muchas gracias.
You, my friend, are very welcome.
Lots and lots to talk about in the old footy bar. So should we move over? Should we take a little meander down to the news?
A meander down to the news. Go on, Ed. Where do you want to start?
Should we start with the FA Cup replays?
Yeah. Big, big news, isn't it? So the FA have announced, when was it, last Thursday? Last Wednesday? Maybe even Friday. Last
Thursday.
Week, basically.
Really. Thursday.
That they are scrapping FA Cup replays from the first round from next season. So this was all decided between the Premier League and the FA. Nothing about the EFL, nothing about the National League clubs. Nobody else was represented apart from the top 20 teams in England. How is that fair?
What, that the elite get to vote on stuff that affects
every
the non-elite
club,
as well?
Every other club in the whole of the UK are affected by this. But the top 20 decide, no, we don't want to do it because we want to prioritise European football.
So the answer is, it's not fair, it's never fair, but, and I'm not defending it at all, I'm just giving a different perspective on it. Isn't that the way the world works?
It is, and it shouldn't be, though.
I'm not saying it should. There's such a
good opportunity to allow football in our country to help our own country's leagues actually develop, get better, spread that wealth across the rest of the game in the UK. Like, obviously, I'm part of grassroots football with AFC Crewe. We won the league. We're buzzing. We got back-to-back promotions. We're not going to see
it. Did you win it at White Hart Lane?
We didn't win it at White Hart Lane. No, unfortunately not. No, we didn't. We won it at Wood Park, and that's our stadium, so we love it.
Oh, okay. I thought you said Ewood Park. I was like, what?
No, Wood Park. Good knowledge there, though, mate. Fair play. Well done. I'm impressed with that. But it affects so many levels. And you just look at this season, like Maidstone United, reasonably local to us, within an hour of drive of us. Look at their FA Cup run. It's absolutely incredible. Even Ramsgate's run was amazing. Now, if they get to the opportunity, I think Maidstone actually got to a replay with Ipswich, didn't they, and won. And then was it Coventry they lost to?
Yeah. Tough thing.
And, you know, that's going to go down in history now for that FA Cup run. Margate, our local club, everything is always about that historic third round or fourth round FA Cup they got to before. And it's fantastic, and it does genuinely spur the club on, and the amount of money they can earn out of it. Like Maidstone are developing a brand new stand, doing a new toilet block, a new part of, I think it's like the food and beverage side of things. They're doing like a new little block within their stadium, or in the ground, I should say. And that's all because of the FA Cup replays, and they get so much more money for it. So you're literally stopping so much money getting to these lower level teams. I just don't understand how that's fair. And to not even have them involved in discussions is disgraceful.
So do you know why they weren't involved in conversations?
No, I literally have no idea.
Wasn't it to do with... because there was an agreement with the Premier League and the EFL about the parachute payments, and that if they continue with the parachute payments, they then got to have a vote on FA Cup replays. But I think the issue then became that they didn't get an agreement for the parachute payments, so therefore they shouldn't get the agreement to scrap the FA Cup replays, because the Premier League think that they've got approval to do it.
It's ridiculous. Like, don't get me wrong, the power of the Premier League is great, and we've got some of the greatest players. And obviously the club that we support, Arsenal, have been in the Premier League since its inception. It's fantastic. We love it. We love the league. But you do have to look after the rest of the league, the rest of the leagues, I should say. Like, some of the greatest players have come from lower levels. Jamie Vardy, great example. Like, the stuff he's done in football, he's just been entertaining. He's been a great footballer, and he's done that sort of journeyman career going through and worked his way up the leagues. Like, how is that? Like, we're never going to get people like that again. They're not going to be in the academies. They're going to be in lower level football.
I will say that I agree with you, and I am in no way against what you're saying. But what I'm going to try and do is go from a Premier League club's perspective, just to give a different side of the argument. Because is it that Premier League clubs, and I don't know how much you watched of the FA Cup semi-final with City, you know, Pep came on to say, we had a game on Wednesday, why are we playing on Saturday and not Sunday? And talking about the health and well-being of the players and how they are, you know, suffering. Rodri's come out and said that he's absolutely shattered. Mm. All of that sort of stuff. So is there a case for a Premier League replay? So that could be Arsenal-Liverpool.
Mm-hmm.
Does that need to be the case? Could it just be done in extra time and penalties, over and done with, bish bash boss, one less game left to play, so then they can save and preserve their players into the other games, because next season as well, the Champions League is extended.
Yeah.
So there's lots more games to play for those top clubs.
Yeah, and it is a fair point, absolutely. But when you're a Premier League club, you have various youth teams. You have huge academies, or most teams will have huge academies, or affiliate clubs where they sort of merge their academies, wherever it may be. Use those players, give those players that opportunity, and that only enhances football, especially at those younger levels, because yes, realistically, how many of our, you know, of the top of the Premier League clubs, how many of their under-21s or under-23s or whatever they are, realistically make it to the first team and then become regulars? There's not that many. They sometimes they'll drop into the Championship, League One, League Two, etc. That will only enhance those lower leagues in the EFL or even National League if they're playing bigger games. Arsenal, Liverpool, if there's a replay, absolutely. And the players are going to be knackered. Of course they are. But then you have to then manage your squads. So give these youth players an opportunity that are knocking on the door and very close to, you know, first team opportunity. That's their opportunity to break into it. Saka did it with our Carabao Cup teams and our FA Cup teams and things like that. Smith Rowe did the same for Arsenal. Like, all these people can do it. There's just, I think the argument's invalid, personally.
Yeah, and I could probably add another thing into that, is that now you get five subs to use. So,
yeah, really,
so the teams are able to then rotate and substitute some of the players out. I guess another argument on the flip side, though, is if the FA Cup is the second, you know, the FA Cup final is the most important game in a season, in an English season, because obviously you've got 38 games that are all important, but the FA Cup final, you're there, you want to win it. If you're then relying on like your youth team in those early stages, you risk getting knocked out. I mean, Man United played their full team and risked getting knocked out, but that's because they're shit.
Yeah, we'll come on to that, because that was a really good game. But yeah, but that's surely that's part of the art of being a manager as well, or a first team coach, whatever you want to call it, is you've got to balance your squad and you've got to have those relationships with the youth academies and your youth teams as well to be able to balance that.
Yeah.
But I'm all for player welfare. You know, absolutely. I think the players do play way too many games. I totally understand that. But it's the game is there for fans, not for players. The fans should be at the forefront of it. And if we can get more games, they're generally going to be cheaper because the clubs are still going to get this revenue. So if you're playing away and then you're playing at, you know, Maidstone against Arsenal, they're going to subsidise the tickets because most Arsenal fans, and there's no...
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Respect to Maidstone, will not pay 60, 70, 80 quid for a ticket to play Maidstone. So people are like, oh, I'm not really interested. But Maidstone fans will happily pay 30, 40 quid to go to a stadium like the Emirates and watch their team play against one of the big boys. So it's just a golden opportunity for everyone to still get revenue and not rip off fans. No, give fans that really fantastic, brilliant experience at going to a huge ground, like Old Trafford or Anfield or even Stamford Bridge.
Got any others?
Yeah, I was going to say Etihad, but I don't want to talk about them. So I didn't want to mention it.
It is a good point. And that is the, you know, that is the fundamental reason why FA Cup replays were so important, to get that away game. It's not even about the, you know, if they went on to lose that game, so if they went to Old Trafford or any of the other big name stadiums that you mentioned, so you could probably go on for years because you've got such good knowledge. If they were to go to any of those other ones, they still get a big payment, you know, TV revenue, yeah, exactly. et cetera. So it is huge. And I think the biggest point of all of that is they were not invited to the table to have the conversation.
Yeah, it's terrible. And I did read that the National League have come out and back it, which is absolutely mad. I didn't think that they would do that.
But the National League?
Yeah, all the National League, the Vanarama National Leagues. This, like, the representatives said, yeah, we're all for it. Which I think is mad.
What, scrapping?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry, I missed that.
Yeah, that came out yesterday, yesterday lunchtime, I think it was. It's Monday lunchtime.
Oh.
So, yeah, it's for me, it's just...
Is that because they very rarely get there and they're sort of thinking...
Maybe, well,
none of our teams are really going to get there. We'd rather them pay us the payments.
Maybe, yeah, maybe so. But surely when you're looking at Ramsgate and Maidstone this season, it's been brilliant to watch. And, you know, that league is getting so much stronger that replays like this just highlight how much better it's getting. You know, Wrexham with their documentary... And what they did last season, obviously taking Sheffield United to a replay and things, is brought so much attention to the National League. Now, I'll be honest, I never watched National League. Why would I? You know, I was an Arsenal fan.
I met
fan
somebody
whatever,
yesterday.
And I watch it.
Only watches National League football. I think I even looked at him and went, really?
And he went, some people
yeah,
do.
Yeah, yeah. And I said, what about Premier League? And he looked at me like, does this cunt not speak English? But yeah, no.
No, I only watch National League. But honestly, it's really entertaining. Like, it is entertaining. Watching, because I caught a couple of Wrexham games last season, and it was really entertaining watching them. I appreciate they're a bit of an exception, because everyone has said they're sort of a League One, League Two side already, half their players.
But they are now.
I appreciate that. Yeah, they've obviously gone up to League One now, back-to-back promotions. But, yeah, it's just mad. It just annoys me with football. I know we've come up with so many ideas in the past of what we would do, obviously, in a very grand scheme of things. And obviously, we've discussed, you know, things like B-leagues and extra, you know, league in the EFL, for example, and stuff like that. So, yeah, there's all sorts that they can do.
And, yeah, and just on that, Rotherham, you have been warned.
Stop warning all these clubs about their relegations and promotions, man. Oh, dear. Like, what else is going on in the news? I feel like we've gone on a bit of a rant, but let's wrap it up.
So there was a bit of something midweek with a bit of a controversial character, shall we say. Mr. Emi Martinez got two yellow cards. And didn't get sent off.
Yeah. Did you know about this rule?
I have to admit, I did, but I forgot all about it. And then when they said, I was like, oh yeah, do you know, I did know that. It was one of them.
Oh, yeah, that's it. Of course you did. There's not an ounce of doubt. Not an ounce of doubt. Yeah, I'm sure you
do. But there is.
So, God, do you want to explain then? Explain why and what happened then? And
I've got no idea. I didn't watch it.
Oh, okay, cool.
No, nice. No, so he got a yellow card for pissing about in the penalties, didn't he? I think that actually leaves Villa as our only hope for European
yeah, it does.
Glory.
And the only way for us to get the fifth Champions League spot for England is if Villa win every single game and then go on to win the final. They can't lose any legs. They have to win every leg. So, yeah, come on, Villa! Come on!
Yeah, it's all but over, isn't it? Let's be honest.
They rolled us over, mate. So,
well, it's true. What was I saying? Oh, yeah, so he got a yellow card during the game, didn't he? We digress so much. I get lost so often.
No. Two directions.
Which will surprise everybody.
Yeah. It's weird because we even write a list normally of what we're going to talk about. We still get lost.
I didn't send through the agenda reveal this week, did
I? No, there's no agenda reveal whatsoever. It's just a picture really of that. My setup to you.
There was one... I did send it in the WhatsApp, but I don't have access to it because I have to call you off my phone now.
Because we are tech experts here. FDP.
Right, shut up. What am I talking about? I'm trying to
say something. We're talking about Emi Martinez. Two yellow cards. Go. Bosh.
Oh, yeah. So then he got...
You said it like, oh yeah, now I remember, as I didn't just tell you. Oh my God.
Yeah, so Emi Martinez, for the 16th time, if he got if he charged us every time we said his name, he'd be rich now.
Right,
Emi Martinez, he got yellow carded during the game. And then during penalties, he was fuck-arsing around, as he likes to do, and he got yellow-carded again, but he didn't get sent off because in penalties, the yellow cards go back to zero. So he only got one yellow card.
Yeah, it's such a little-known rule, because everyone in the Sky Sports studio, I've seen all the clips of it, they're like, I don't know why he's off. He's off. He's got a second yellow. He's off. I think it was Lee Hendry. And then he went, but he's not going anywhere. He's just standing there. Oh, no, he's gone in goal. What? I don't understand. What's going on? I'm so confused. And literally everyone's looking around like, I don't get it. What? I don't understand. There's only then revealed. Yeah. No, that's the rules.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's good that we're on the same sort of level as pundits who are ex-pros in terms of our knowledge, which I'm personally very proud of.
Basically, I'm Lee Hendry.
You do look a bit like Lee Hendry. No, do you know who you do look a bit like? And you mentioned this earlier.
Here we go. Go on. No!
Anthony Worrell-Thompson.
How did that come up?
That, honestly, as soon as you said his name, I'm like, yeah, I can see that. Yeah.
We were talking about morals, weren't we?
We were morals and then you called Worrells.
He called me Anthony Worrell-Thompson. So
no, I
like
called
him,
you John Worrell from MasterChef.
I don't know who that is.
Or is it John Torrell? Maybe John Torrell. I don't know his name. And then you went, Anthony Worrell-Thompson. I was like, you kind of look like him. And that was it. That was it. So if you can get him on screen, as well as my tragic hot dog, which I've remembered, that'll be amazing.
I love how, right, we're doing the podcast a day later. Right, so there's no editing time.
Yeah.
But you have gone out your way to make sure that I have to now do all of this shit just to fucking please you.
I believe in you, my friend.
Yeah, of course you do, yeah.
I do.
Thanks.
I truly believe in you. Anything else in the news? I feel like we're going to otherwise. This episode's going to be about 3 hours long.
Yeah, that is true. No, there was something else, wasn't there? What was it in the WhatsApps? Can you remember?
No, but what's your fact or your stat?
Fucking hell. This is... I feel like you have just really gone, how do I fuck Will up in the best way?
Do you know, I'd love to say I have, but genuinely, it comes fully natural to me.
Oh, this was it. This was the other thing, which is quite important.
Oh, go on.
Nottingham Forest.
Yeah.
So I know that that's probably more in the... other part of the show that we normally do. But I feel like this is something that is monumentally... It's just once in a lifetime thing that will ever happen where decisions will be made and then a football club will come out and say, yeah, well, he supports Luton.
Oh, my God, I was wondering what the hell you're babbling on about. Yeah, this is weird. They're basically sulking about a ref supporting a team and then reffing them. But they've all signed conflicts of interest waivers and things. And every decision is always going to be scrutinised no matter what. We all know that. Why are they moaning? And they've got a referee consultant in Clattenburg coming in and saying, yeah, it's not right.
Yeah.
And then they came out and then said, yeah, we didn't say anything about it, though. Well, you clearly did. Because they've all come out and said, you said it. You can't then, as a club, say, no, we didn't. It's like me saying, you don't look like Anthony Worrell-Thompson. I've never said that. Listen, about 2.5 minutes, and I definitely said that. And I told everyone why I said it. Do you know what I mean? It's just mad. Absolutely mad.
Yeah. It is. No, it is. Quite right.
Joke of a club they've become this season.
Yeah, just to say that. I mean, we'll go into the decisions, but you can cut. There is a little bit where you go, I can kind of see their point. That third one especially was a stonewall pen, mate. I think the handball was a stonewall pen. The first one, I can kind of see arguments for and against. And I think when you've got that, you think, well, okay, you won't overrule it. Mm. If it was given a pen, wouldn't have been argued. If it wasn't given a pen, probably not. The other two, yeah, I don't know. For me, anyway.
Yeah, I can see that. I can see that.
But yes, to come out and say that was amazing.
Yeah.
Okay, you want a fact?
Yeah, what's your fact?
So, the 2018 World Cup.
Mm-hmm.
Who won it?
France.
France. Who is the main striker for France?
Olivier Giroud.
Olivier Giroud. How many shots on target?
What, in that World Cup? I think he had three or something, or four.
And in the World Cup final?
None or one?
None. He didn't get any. He didn't get any shots on target. I don't even know if he got a touch in the in the second half. Honestly, he had such little impact on the ball. But off the ball, he's so incredible that exactly. He got played.
He enables everyone to play around him, though, doesn't he? Him and Mbappe are such an underrated duo that you just never understand what he does. And Giroud can bang in a goal from time to time.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, look at that scorpion he did against Palace back in the day.
Yeah.
I mean, what a finish.
Incredible. I am just conscious of time, in all seriousness, mate, and there's quite a lot to talk about. So we won't dwell on that for too much. Just one little bit of news that I saw. So Arne Slot, Feyenoord's manager, leading candidate to succeed Klopp.
Yeah, I think that's just rumours. I mean, everyone's been a leading candidate. I was surprised you wasn't mentioned at one point, now that you're a coach. But I suppose when this comes out and they see that what your approach to youth football is like, you'll probably head up their academy or something next season.
I probably wouldn't turn it down. So where do you want to start? Do you want to start with the Premier League, mate? Or do you want to start with the FA Cup?
Let's do the FA Cup, because there was two very interesting games. And then some.
Okay, let me just stop you. Let me just stop.
Please make sure you are following us. Please like and subscribe to us on YouTube and Spotify. Just search Football Drop Podcast. Simple as that.
Premier League then?
Yeah, let's go Premier League then, shall we?
You said FA Cup, didn't you?
No, we'll go Prem first. That's fine. Oh. We can go Prem.
I think we masked that little break really well. I don't think anyone would have known or noticed a difference. I think that was pretty seamless.
No. I mean, they probably wouldn't have until you mentioned it. I mean, we've probably started in different positions and probably the noise isn't quite the same sort of equal levels, but that's all good. Luton Town 1, Brentford 5.
Yeah.
What a game.
Yeah, what a game. Brentford were very good.
They were very good. Luton were just unfortunately very bad.
Such shocking.
Just torn apart.
Do you know what, right? I really like their goalkeeper.
Who, Kaminski?
Yeah.
Yeah, you do. And you've got a thing for him, haven't you?
I don't know why, but every time Brentford scored, I was looking where else I could point the blame other than the goalkeeper. And I think I did all right. I don't think he is to blame.
Okay.
I think there was a lot of the goals were real shit defensive errors, and Kaminski just tried his best.
Oh, that's sweet. That's very sweet. Yeah, I can appreciate it's not always the goalie's fault, but goalies will always get the blame because they should have done better, should have saved this or whatever. But you don't always see it until late.
Yeah, exactly.
So it's very hard to react.
What a performance. I was going to say it was such a good performance by Brentford, and they probably would have got a clean sheet had it not have been for a late error that let Berry in to get his goal.
I did not expect to see that, though, as a result.
Not a 5. Not five. No, I thought it would be closer as well. Yeah. Visai is proving to be very good. That, I think that was his first brace.
Really? That's surprising.
Mm-mm. Yeah, it's surprising.
Luton's heaviest defeat this season as well, which is quite shocking.
At home as well. I thought if they were going to suffer a real heavy defeat, it would be away from home. But it wasn't. It was at home.
Yeah, it was big away wins. And then moving on to the next big away
win. Oh, I was just going to say, it does really well for Brentford to kind of get away from that bottom three. So they're 10 points clear now of Luton Town. Yeah. So probably safe with four games left to go.
Yeah, I think we said before, we're pretty certain that Brentford were going to stay up. They just needed a few more points to be really confident, and they've got that now, as you said.
So they say 40 points, but, I mean, with four games left to go, Luton on 25, Burnley on 23, you'd think if you're above 30 points, you're probably going to be okay now?
Yeah, probably 30, 32 maybe, just to be double safe.
31,
33. Relegation places, you never know what you're going to be when you're in a fight. Everton have done it before. Yeah. They get three or four wins back to back somehow, and all of a sudden they're out of everything. They finish like 13th.
Yeah, true. So, yeah, you can. They still finish above Chelsea.
Yeah, it's not difficult. Not difficult. Another team fighting for survival is Burnley.
Six pointer.
Sheffield United lost 6 points. They're so bad. They're just so bad.
Yeah.
I can't stand watching them.
They were right, sort of for the first kind of 20, 30 minutes. Well, 38 actually, the goal, that's when that scored. But for that sort of period of time, they looked like it was going to be quite close.
Yeah, but games for 90 minutes, Burnley Will. Scored.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. The game's for 90. Well, it's probably about 100 minutes now. They're just terrible. But Burnley, it was a big win, especially away from home. Just vindicates Vinny Company a bit more, doesn't it?
Well, I don't think so. No, I think if I'm being completely honest, you are playing a real poor team. Like, I don't even think Sheffield are a proper Premier League team.
No, they're not. No.
And they got thrashed by the one just above them, 4-1. And Burnley can't play out from the back.
Mm.
And it keeps happening, even at Sheffield. It kept happening where they were being poor out from the back. And they suffer the consequences from that. Although they didn't in this because they outscored the other team. But, you know.
You just love slagging off Burnley as well. I've noticed this season it's a recurring theme. You can't play out from the back. Just stop it. Vinny Kompany, just stop it. You can't do it.
Well, that but it's true. Like he's done it all season and it's not worked.
But they won 4-1. It worked
against Sheffield United.
But it works.
That's just like, I don't know. That's like Man United playing, I don't know, Coventry and not winning.
Yeah, going to extra time and having to win on penalties and cupping your ear to the crowd when you're an 80-something million-pound fucking fidget spinner.
Oh dear, someone's got one.
But yeah, big win for Burnley though. Big win for them. They're still in with it.
Big win for Burnley.
They're an outside chance, but they're still in with it now, which is probably more than what I expected.
Yeah, it's doable. Yeah.
So yeah, fair play.
When will Sheffield be officially relegated? So they're 10 points behind Forest as it stands.
Next game.
Nah. They've got five games left to play.
Oh, okay. Two games.
That's 15. So.
Yeah.
Not just yet.
That'd be interesting. That'd be nice. Should we have a little party when they get relegated?
Yeah, let's do it.
I know we're impartial, but yeah. See you later. Bye, Sheffield.
Yeah, sure.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Talking of being impartial, what a game the Arsenal played.
I only caught the first half of this and I had to drive home for the second. But we looked good.
In moments, we looked good. We don't look good.
Considering we've just come off back-to-back losses, being knocked out of Champions League, and then... you know, losing a few points on Man City in that little race, I'm happy with a hard-fought 2-0 win away from home. Last season, we would have drew or lost that.
And I think City went there and lost. I think Tottenham went there and lost. So it's a tough place to go. But what I will say is we're not playing well. We're not playing nice, attractive football. No. We are scraping by just about. And it's not pretty. But did you see Timber played for the under-18s?
9 minutes in, what a goal.
Yeah.
Gabby Jesus, have a watch of that and just fucking have a shot on target.
Yeah. It's frustrating, isn't it?
So frustrating. But yeah, 2-0 win. I'll take that. I'm content. The season's not over until mathematically it's over. We're still in with the hunt. I think City will still drop a couple of points somewhere, possibly at Spurs, possibly tonight against Brighton. Or is it tomorrow?
Tomorrow.
I'll say tonight. I think it's Thursday. Tonight or tomorrow.
I think it's Thursday.
Last season they lost there, so hopefully they'll lose again. Brighton will do us a favour. That'll be nice.
Yeah, I think the important thing is the points are Arsenal's. They're in the bag. You know, Man City know that they have to win. Man City thrive under that sort of pressure, but they know that they're looking above and they're like, shit, Arsenal have got the points. So that's the advantage that we now hold with that game in hand.
Yeah, but I mean, if we stick to like Saturday's game, for example, because we can talk about City's game against Chelsea.
Yeah.
We're mixing it up a little bit, but they didn't look good against Chelsea. Chelsea were all over them for a vast majority of that game. And City had a very scrappy goal to get through. I know they're doing what City do. They get the job done. I get that. But Chelsea did look good. And if they had anyone but Nicholas Jackson up front, they would have had a hat trick.
It's unbelievable how he just continued to play.
Because they've got no one else, though. And Cuckoo's
injured.
Well,
this is it. Again, he's played, what, three games? What's going on?
Like that. Yeah, it's terrible.
It's bad that they've... I mean, dare I say, I think I said it when you was off, because you couldn't be asked to do the podcast anymore, and we had Ali on. I'm sure I said to him about Armand Broja, like, why did they let him go? Armando Broja. Why did they let him go? But Ali was sort of like, well, we don't need him, you know, got this, that, and the other. Do they need him? Would he have been better than Jackson?
I would say yes, just because he's got a bit of prom experience. But he wasn't doing that well anyway.
No, he wasn't, and he's not done fantastically well at Fulham.
Mm. Exactly, he barely plays, so kind of says it all, really.
But would Kai Havertz have scored?
Probably not. I reckon he would have got one of those chances. He would have buried. I mean, Nicholas Jackson, he got round the keeper and then still messed it up.
And all he didn't shoot, did he?
No, all he had to do was pull it back to someone and actually just pass it to them. But he didn't make any contact on a ball, barely. Just sort of like rolled it. Rather than, no, you need to be decisive, accurate. Get a bit of power so whoever's running onto it can just slam it in. It was so frustrating watching. Obviously, from a neutral perspective, I didn't really care who won. So I actually quite enjoyed watching the game. And it's always nice if Man City aren't dominating, actually doing really well. It's always quite nice to see. But I think there's some good signs for Chelsea.
Yeah, certainly. Yeah. So City through to the final of the FA Cup.
Yeah.
Will either away Manchester United or Coventry City. Who knows? So should we move on to Sunday's games?
Let's move on to Sunday's games. Did you want to start with the FA Cup game?
No, let's leave everybody in suspense because they don't know who's won.
Absolutely. It's only come out 3 days later. No one watches the sports news. They have to listen to FDP to find out more.
Wait, it's just a bit rough.
If you are that one person. It's a format
when you think about it, isn't it?
It is, yeah. But if you are that one person, let us know in the comments, guys, and we'll get you on the pod.
Yeah, we're desperate.
Yeah, we need guests, please. Come on. Everton, Nottingham Forest, full of controversy. Take it away, Willie Ham.
Yeah, okay. So, Everton won 2-0. Fairly decent performance from Everton. Although there was the penalty incidents, as I say, I think that two of the three could have been. Definitely the last one was a penalty for me. Forest had 60% possession. They didn't play too bad. Forest have requested the VAR, the sound from VAR commentary. So they have apparently been able to listen to that. So we'll see what comes from that. They've released some silly statements. But fundamentally, you can't rely on being awarded a penalty. You just have to play. You have to play better and score goals during the course of the game. And Everton did that, and Forest didn't. Nice little goal from McNeil.
This is why you're a coach, Will. Expert analysis, expert opinions. Love it.
I don't feel like you're being sincere, but thank you.
No, you're telling us the facts. If you score more goals in normal time, you're going to win. Makes perfect sense, mate.
It sounds perfectly.
Makes perfectly.
Cheers, mate. I could be the next Michael Owen.
Yeah, very much so. Very much so. Yeah. Yeah. But yeah, 2-0. Big 3 points for Everton. Amid all sorts of point deductions this season. Point deduction derby is what I saw on...
I was just going to say that.
A couple of social medias, which was quite funny. I think Forest's appeal was last week as well, I believe, or early this week.
Yeah, I think they're rushing that and the Everton one through because they need to get it confirmed by June, is it? Before they're actually officially like relegated or not.
Which... Yeah, I think it's June 30th, isn't it? Is the official end of the season. But that's mad, isn't it? Because the last game's the 19th of May. Which is obviously traditionally how you know whether you've been relegated or not. What weird position is it going to be if we could have two different teams that might or might not be relegated?
I think, and I don't... We don't know, but yeah, it could be. But I think with the way things are going, Forest could probably just do enough to be all right.
Could do, but if they don't, what a weird ending.
I think the whole thing is fucking ludicrous, mate.
Yes, it's not good. It's not good. A game that I was really, really surprised about was Palace-West Ham.
What a game.
West Ham got hammered.
Mate, everywhere they go.
They get hammered everywhere they go. 5-2. Who thought Palace could score 5 goals in a game?
But, well, I mean, when you've got Elise Eze and Mateta in the same team, it's a winning formula for them. It's a shame that I think they may have only played like 4 or 5 times together from the start. So you haven't seen that from them because one of them's been injured. But I think we're just starting to see what Palace can do. I mean, I think it was Elise put the ball through Zuma's legs to get it into Mateta. Like, silky, mate.
It's like having Wilfred Zaha and Bellassi. Do you remember when they had them? And they were just just ripping teams apart on the wings. It was just entertaining watching them. But yeah, I think this is arguably better now.
Yeah, I wonder where they're going to be next season.
I think Eze Mateta will move on.
Yeah. We both cut each other up and now we're just standing silently looking at each other.
Yeah, I think Eze will move. Mateta.
Carry on.
Mateta, I think, will stay.
Yeah, me too.
And then Elise, it all depends on, I think, what happens with United. Because I think they've always been interested in him, haven't they, for a number of years now. Mm-hmm. What do you think, Will? What do you think about Mateta, specifically?
I think he might stay.
Really? No way. That's
mental. I think Eze and Elise will probably go. I'd love to see one of them at Arsenal, but I just don't know where they fit. Yeah, I mean, Martinelli has not been on his best form, so maybe they could bring him in to kind of Elise in to shake him up. But I think Martinelli is an outstanding footballer and will probably win that place.
Good depth. Yeah, good depth to either of those.
It would be.
I think, if anything, I think Eze would be better. Purely because from that right side of things, we don't have much depth, and Eze can play from the right and play very well on the right. The left, we've got Martinelli or Trossard. And I quite like Trossard as a backup. Or it's not even a backup, he's an alternative option, I think.
I like Trossard. I think I want him up front. I think he could be a natural out-and-out striker for us.
Yeah, I do agree to a certain extent. I think
that I could see Martinelli doing that.
Yeah, I think they've tried with him a few times. He's not been the best. He's been okay, but not the best. We do need
that Bettieri.
How have we managed to get talking about Arsenal here? It's mad.
But anyway, I thought West Ham were very, very poor. The Henderson own goal was an interesting one, wasn't it?
I didn't see it. What happened with that one? I've missed Sunday's games. I watched the FA Cup one.
I'm just trying to think back myself now. Wasn't that the one where the ball was... No, I can't remember.
I'm glad you brought it up there. That's good.
Yeah. I think I saw it in my head, but I think it was the Blackburn one. Did you see that randomly?
Oh my God! Yes, I have seen that one.
Yeah, I think it was that one.
Yeah, but he swung for it, didn't he? From easy back pass, and the keeper's just sort of swung for it, and he's hit it. He's gone over his head somehow.
Yeah.
What an embarrassing moment! And he's like, "Yeah, soft. It was soft. Yeah, we know it was soft, mate. I don't know how you did that. That was shocking."
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I think that was funny, and I think the West Ham goal was Mitchell passed the ball back, and Henderson sort of like went to kick it, but caught like the outside of his foot, and it just went back into the back of the net. an unfortunate one. We've seen a few of those.
Yeah, I mean, I personally, I wouldn't do it as a goalkeeper. Purely because I would not trust myself to probably kick myself in the foot and let it roll in automatically.
Yeah, I don't think I'd trust you either. Aston Villa, 3-1 winners against Bournemouth. Solanke penalty for Bournemouth. Rodgers, who's I think is doing really, really well. Diaby and Bailey, 2 assists for Ollie Watkins.
Yeah, he does everything on the pitch, doesn't he, Ollie Watkins?
If he doesn't can do score, no wrong.
He's going to assist. Yeah, a bit of a routine win, I think, for Villa, that one.
I think, yeah, I think Bournemouth are doing really well. I don't think, you know, there's anything really for them to kind of worry about in terms of that relegation battle. You know, 42 points, I think they're just aiming to get as far up the towards the top of the table as they can.
Yeah, absolutely.
If they can finish in the top half, I think they'll be calling that a season well done, especially after the dodgy start that Areola had, but seems to be really working, mate.
Yeah, it's kind of the same as last season. If you're under pressure, just leave the manager to it and they will bail you out. And I think Bournemouth had that very early on. You could think, I think I said it, I was like, I don't think they're going to do well this season. And he's like, no, give him time, and you proved them right. So well done, Will.
So who would you, who do you think? So with Solanke, Watkins, and, you know, Ivan Toney rumoured to be leaving, and the other two being kind of real hot property at the minute, where would you think that they go?
I think Watkins. Where do I think, or where do I think they should go? Should or could?
Both.
Okay, so should, I think Watkins to Arsenal, Toney to United. And who's the other one?
Solanke.
Solanke, probably a Chelsea, I could see. What I think might happen is Watkins possibly to Chelsea. Because they'll just throw loads of money at it. I'm still convinced Toney will go to Arsenal. And Solanke, I don't think, will move.
Yeah, I could see Watkins at Chelsea. I think he'd fit them quite nicely. I could see Toney at United. I agree with that one. Mm. And I could see Solanke doing a really good job at Arsenal. Where I think they'll go, I think Toney, yeah, I think he's probably heading for the Emirates. I think Watkins will stay, and I think Solanke will stay.
Oh, you think Watkins will stay?
Okay. I think Villa will get Champions League.
Yeah, I do. Yeah.
They're 6 points ahead of Tottenham, but Tottenham do have 2 games in hand. But I still think that Watkins might be like, why would I want to go Chelsea? Why would I want to go United? I want to stay with Villa and have another season.
Unless they throw money at him. That's the only way I could see him possibly moving for that.
If I will come on to Man United, but if you can see a project is going to work well, then yeah, why not take a punt and go in to United or Chelsea?
But the Villa project is doing well. Emery's just signed an extension, and they are smashing it.
Yeah, they are.
So, yeah, interesting. Interesting.
Liverpool, 3-1 winners at Fulham at Craven Cottage.
Big win.
Alexander Arnold, what a goal, mate.
Yeah, great free kick on it.
He's such a good finisher. It's scary, isn't it? I mean, to be fair, Gravenberch's goal was good, as was Castagne's as well. Jota's wasn't bad either. We're just going to go through them all. But
I said we've run out of goals to talk about now. So yeah, great analysis.
But, I mean, Alexander Arnold, I really do think the Euros coming up, what an exciting player to have, but not play.
I think he's going to play, but he's going to play in midfield.
I don't think he will. Oh, who do you take out?
I think you play a 4-3-3.
Okay.
So I think you have Walker on the right, which I think is a given, whoever the centre back, blah, blah, blah. But I think you have a trio of Rice, Bellingham, and Trent. Because Bellingham can do that sort of number 10 and that number 8 sort of role. Give Trent that kind of free position in the middle, and Declan Rice will just sit there and hold midfield. Then you've got Saka and whoever's on the left. And then Kane up front.
I'm not sure he'll do that. What you're saying is, for a major tournament, put a player who doesn't play there in that position.
What, in Trent?
He doesn't play in the middle of the park. He plays on their right wing.
Yeah, but if he's playing that right side of that midfield three, then he's got that sort of position already. Then
I think I don't think he'll play, but I think whoever comes in will start to look at Trent and where he plays, because or Trent's got to leave.
Got to leave. Well, yeah, it depends what happens next season with Liverpool, doesn't it?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah, interesting.
Onto Arsenal. Come into the middle of the pitch with Arsenal, with Rice and Odegaard.
Mate, that would be insane, wouldn't it? Can you imagine?
Yeah, City would crucify us because we'd leave it too much at the back, but, you know.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Yeah, that's true.
Cause that, he's starting against Sheffield United.
Well, we ain't going to be Sheffield United. It'll be Norwich. They might come up.
No, they can't. They're not allowed.
Let's move on to the final game. Man United, Coventry.
Okay, let's do it.
FA Cup semi-final.
Manchester United, Coventry. FA Cup semi-final. Build to be one of the greatest comebacks of all time. 3-3 it finished.
Yeah.
After United going 2-0 up.
Well, 3-0 up they went, didn't they?
3-0 up, yeah.
Man United looked like they were cruising. I think Coventry had some chances, but the first half they weren't. They weren't very potent up front. There was no kind of action. There's no directness to it. It was more, oh my God, how the hell are we up in their box? What do we do sort of thing? Second half, there was like, sod this. United are well shit. We're up for this. We can definitely get something back. As soon as they scored the first, I was like, yeah, they're going to come back here. And I had Lewis and Amy Brown, and Lewis obviously is a United fan. And I just watched him, and he just went, oh, we're going to lose this. After just going one goal back from Coventry, he genuinely just went, we're going to lose this. That's mad, isn't it? That's how little faith some United fans have now.
Well, it reminds me of Arsenal of 2-3 seasons ago. I would quite confidently say, oh, we're going to lose this when the other team got a goal back, especially against, you know, Newcastle when we was like 4-0 up at half time.
Oh, 4-4, yeah. That was awful, that game.
But it was, for me, it was so unexpected. I think I turned it off and put the Liverpool game on. And I thought, I thought it was just going to be all over. You know, I thought Man United might get 5 or 6.
Yeah.
But they just crumbled, and they showed no. They did what they do most games, is they showed no passion, no desire. They just thought, we're Man United, we're the best team. Yeah. We've won this. Let's just sit back and absorb the pressure. And they couldn't. And actually, in extra time, they still must have thought, we've got this. And then they conceded. I mean, you know, you saw lots of Coventry fans, didn't you, saying, oh, it's just such a shit thing to, you know, an inch gets us. They're not had the greatest comeback ever and it make it to the final, blah, blah, blah. But he was offside.
However, was offside. I have seen lots of pictures online of this decision, and their argument is VAR drew the line in the wrong place at the wrong time.
Well, that is
where the ball's played, and it happens a lot, doesn't it?
This has been the argument all season about, when do you draw the line? As soon as that ball's kicked, you draw the line. But are you drawing it after the ball has left the foot?
before the ball's before his foot has even touched the ball. And you and but there's that fine margins now. We're arguing when a ball, when a foot has touched the ball. That's where we're at. Has his foot touched the ball?
Yeah, and that's a subjective decision.
He's not played the ball yet.
Exactly. But it's a subjective decision on a subjective decision.
Yeah, exactly.
That's why VAR's not going to work like the way it is now.
Well, they're changing it, aren't they?
Yeah, so it's been signed off. So it's semi-automated offsides, isn't it, for next season?
But when does the player kick the ball?
Exactly. I say I don't really understand how that's going to work, but let's wait and see.
That's that. That is the fundamental issue, because I remember it happening. I think it was a Liverpool game.
Do you want to say Ern anymore then?
Sorry, I couldn't think of the team.
I thought you did a chant or something.
I went New Zealand, you know, when they're doing the
the Beltinge, some sort of tribal thing that you have over there. The Beltinge boys, yeah.
Oh, you know.
So what's that?
It's lucky
Liverpool?
No one can make it this long into the fucking podcast, isn't it? If you do get this far, message us, we'll give you a shout out on socials. You know, what more can we offer?
Yeah, we'll see who listens. That's really interesting.
Yeah. Anyway, it was Liverpool who were arguing. Well, you drew the lines before the ball was kicked, so technically we hadn't played the ball. That was all I had to say. All of that for just reiterating something I'd said 5 minutes ago.
Well, that's a cracking way to end. So, Will, thanks as always, mate. It's been a really
Who do you think's
really
going to win
funny.
The FA Cup?
Oh, it's a Manchester derby, so you've got to go for the actual only team in Manchester, don't you, really?
I think you've got to go for the only team that can play football. Do you think Ten Hag will be there at the end of the season, or are you with Alan Shearer, where the decision has already been made? You've got all these new people coming in. They've just got a new director of football. They've got Dan Ashworth, who's about to come in. They've got a new director of this, that and the other. Are they going to get a new manager?
Yes.
Correct.
Absolutely. And I think they're silly if they don't.
I agree, Benjamin. I agree.
Excellent. Well, guys, thanks for listening. For anyone who's got this far, we really appreciate it. Remember, give us a comment. And that'll be great. Until next week, thanks very much.
Cheers, guys. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to the FDP. Please, please like and subscribe on YouTube. It really helps us drop the pod. Follow us on X, Facebook and Instagram. Just search Football Drop Podcast. Please also email us your football stories and anything else that you want to talk to us about. We're at footballdroppodcast@hotmail.com.